The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Wendy, you must eat something. You can't go work on an empty stomach.
Well, I've told you, Mum, I don't want anything.
Well, not even a piece of toast.
I'm dieting, trying to get some weight off before I start my Christmas binge.
I thought as you'd started your Christmas binge several weeks ago.
But that's no way to diet. You should always eat a good breakfast. How about a bowl of muesli?
Look, if you must know, I've got hangover. Where my stomach is, one mouthful and I'll throw up all over the kitchen table.
Oh, that'd make my day, that would.
I thought you and Mark were up late last night. 3 o'clock it was when you came bed.
Sitting up with a stopwatch, were you? You can't move in this house without being timed.
You woke me up coming upstairs and I happened to look at my alarm clock, that's all. You were banging about and giggling. I don't know what you were doing stopping up so late.
We had a lot to talk about. We've got a shared hate object and we were drowning our sorrows.
Well, if you've got a hangover, all the more reason for putting some food in your stomach.
Mother!
Leave the lass alone, Reenie. If she don't want any breakfast, she don't want any.
Ta, Dad. I've got enough on trying to cover up this bruise with makeup without fending off a food fanatic. I never knew black eyes took so long to clear.
Well, if you ask me, you'd look better without makeup. With all that green eyeshadow and bright red lipstick and your blue and yellow bruise showing through your deep tan makeup, your face is like a rainbow.
Oh, thanks for the confidence boost. Just what I needed. And now, if you've no objection, I'm off to work. To sell what I can while the general public's still listening to sleigh bells.
You'd do better stay at home if you feel as bad as you say.
No doubt, but I've only 2 days clear my stock before they put padlocks on the pockets. After that, I'll need New Year sales to tempt anybody.
You're never driving, though.
Oh, Mother, just give over.
Hey, you give her a right going over this morning.
I worry about her, that's all.
Aye, but you've got to let her live her own life. She ain't her a child no more.
Oh, she behaves like one. And I expect we shan't see Mark out of his bed much before midday.
Ooh, you've just been telling our Wendy off for getting up. You can't have it both ways.
And you pull your legs in, Ray Coakley. I've enough to do without falling over your feet.
Oh, no, what's this now? Flipping heck. God, I'm never going to get to work at this rate.
Good morning, madam. Is this your van?
Who else would want it?
Can I see your driving licence?
Oh, it's in my bag somewhere if you've got an hour spare. What's it all about anyway? You're not telling me somebody's pinched a van answering to this description. Because if they're that hard up, they've got my sympathy.
We're just doing a spot check on vehicles over the Christmas period. It's part of our Don't Drink and Drive campaign. I notice one of your tyres seems to have less than the regulation depth of tread.
Really? Well, they were in the garage only last week for a service and they never mentioned it. I'll take it up with them. It's going in next week for some bodywork repairs. Already booked.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll make a note of that. Now, if you wouldn't mind getting out of your vehicle, we're doing random breath testing.
9 o'clock in the morning?
You'd be surprised if people have been out drinking the night before.
I don't believe this.
1 unit of alcohol takes 2 hours to clear the bloodstream, so 5 whiskies at midnight and you'd still be over the limit now.
But I never drink and drive. I'm always careful about that.
In that case, you have nothing to worry about. So, if you wouldn't mind...
Mark, I never expected to see your face this side of lunchtime. What got you up?
Oh, morning, Mother, darling. I heard the postman.
Oh, you never went the door in your jammers.
Well, you never know your luck.
You asked for that one, Reenie.
Where shall I put them? There's a parcel as well as cards.
Not in here. I've only just got this table clear and I'm trying to ice my cake before I go work.
Oh.
Go on, both of you. Go off in the other room. You're under me feet.
Oh, come on then, Mark, lad. In the front room. See who's remembered us.
But I want a cup of coffee.
I'll make you one and bring it through. Strong and black if you're out like our Wendy were.
Oh, time, ma'am.
Oh, as if I ain't got enough on, try and ice me cake and make a last-minute shopping list without 2 grown men lolling about the house all day. Oh, and I started wrapping me presents yet.
We're getting a fair number of cards this year. I don't know, we seem to get more every year it comes.
I never get any.
You never send any. What do you expect? Love from Don and Irene. Happy memories. Who's Don and Irene? I don't know anybody of that name.
Perhaps it's come to the wrong address.
Aye, where's the envelope?
Is this it?
Mr. and Mrs. R. Coakleff. Aye, looks like same handwriting. Reeny? Who's Don and Irene?
That couple we met on holiday.
Well, I never knew we swapped addresses.
Oh, you were too busy elsewhere.
Bit under the belt, that. Best keep quiet about that one.
Hey, there's one here from Australia. Nice stamp. I wonder what happened to my old stamp collection.
I bet that's from Blodwyn. Right, open it quick.
Aye, you're right. Blodwyn and Stewie, remembering the old times when we were all together.
Oh, heck. Push that one behind the clock where she want to see it. If she reads that, she'll start blarting again. Us Christmas will be ruined. Quick.
Here's a cup of coffee then, Mark. And if you take my advice, she'll have some to eat.
Yeah, in a bit.
Right, I'm off work now. I've finished my cake. And don't go putting your fingers in that icing before it's set.
As if I would.
Oh, I know you of old. And watch where you're putting them cards. We don't want them falling off the mantelpiece and into the fire and catching light. They can be very dangerous, can Christmas cards, in the wrong place.
We'll be careful.
I'll be late back. I'm going to do some last-minute shopping. There's one or two things I forgot. You'll have to make your own tea.
We'll be all right. So off you go then, Duck. Before I clonk you one. I can't tell you what she's been like this morning, lad.
She's got a lot on her mind, I expect, with Christmas.
More trouble than it's worth, if you ask me. Is that the parcel? Who's it from?
Hey, you'll never guess. It's from Nev.
Well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs. Any message with it?
No, just says love from Nev.
Let's have a look at the wrapping. Oh, that's funny. I can't make out the postmark, too blurred. But it's in a Stoke-on-Trent, that's for sure.
What's he brought you, Cheryl?
Two cards and a parcel.
Oh, open them quick, see who they're from.
Gran, you're like a two-year-old kid.
I know, I love opening cards. My postman hadn't been before I come out. They're that late this time of year.
Here, look, this is from my mum.
Oh, that's nice, I like a robin.
Oh.
What is it, Doug?
This parcel, it's Nev's handwriting.
Oh, well, he hadn't forgot you then. What are you looking so miserable about?
Oh, I thought he might have delivered his presents in person.
I thought you didn't want him back.
I don't. Of course I don't. It's just... it's hard work being a single parent and looking after a kid on your own and going out work.
Well, we're all doing our best to help you. I have little Nev whenever I can.
I know you do, Gran, but it's not the same as having someone round the house. Even when he was stretched out bog-eyed in front of the telly, he could still babysit.
Anyway, he might surprise you again. Let's have a look what he sent.
It's only one present. Love to Nevy from his dad. I miss you. He hadn't sent one for me.
Did you send him one?
No.
Well then, what do you expect? Is there a letter?
No, there's nowt. Not even a card.
Well, he might have written something on wrapping paper. No, I can't see any message. But Cheryl... where's he supposed to be living, your Nev?
Oh, up castle somewhere.
Well, it looks like he's flitted, because this parcel's postmarked Lincoln.
Oh, let me get my shoes off and put my feet up.
Had a good day, have you, Arwend?
Is there out left in that whiskey bottle?
Not a lot. We practically finished it between us last night. Here you are, I'll get you a glass.
Don't bother. I can't wait that long.
I don't know how you got up and went to work this morning. I were pie-eyed till lunchtime.
Oh, don't remind me. Oh, good. My brain's starting to go numb.
What happened? No customers?
As if that were all. Hey, you knew we were supposed to be coming down shopping, giving us hands.
I did, but it were all locked up and nobody there. Where were you?
Where's my dad?
Cross-helping Wilf.
And my mum?
Well, she said she were going shopping after work. Why? What do you want to know for?
Because I don't want them overhearing. I don't want either of them to get an inkling what's happened. It'd spoil Christmas for them.
Must be something pretty bad.
So if I tell you, not a word to anybody. Now, you've got to promise.
Oh, hello, Cheryl. I didn't expect to see you. Thought you'd have got home by now.
I thought I would. I went round my grand's to collect little Nev. Next door neighbour said she'd popped out to supermarket. So I've come find her. Oh, you think she'd have waited till I collected him.
Well, you know what your gran's like. If her thinks of something, she has to do it before it goes out of her head. She's a law unto herself.
You can say that again. I expect she's stuffing Nipper with chocolate biscuits right now, and... Mum, I tell her and I tell her, but she takes absolutely no notice. I hate having rely on her for look after him. Oh, I'm about at my wit's end trying to cope with a job and a kid on me own.
No news from Neville?
Not what you'd call news.
Luke, love, why don't you come round on Christmas Eve and stay over, instead of leaving it till Christmas Day?
What? I share a bed with our Wendy, three parts plastered and snoring all night? No thanks, I'd rather be in solitary.
So then, Mark, I'd go back with him to the police station and take another breath test. And then, because that were a bit marginal, I'd provide a urine sample, as they call it.
Oh, heck, Wendy.
And then they kept me waiting and waiting. They won't let me have my car back till I could provide a clear breath sample.
Ah, well, I can see. They could hardly let you drive if they'd just prove you were over at limit.
Took all morning. And I'm sitting picturing all them customers with their noses pressed against my shop window, desperate by my knick-knacks. Nobody there to take money off them.
So what's position now?
Oh, I'm on bail till my case comes up in 4 weeks' time. I can drive till then.
And then you could be banned?
Oh, don't say it. Who'd have thought it? I mean, morning after the night before, never entered me head.
Well, we did put a fair bit away between us.
Yeah, and I'm going to put a bit more away over Christmas. Once I get home tomorrow night, I'm going to lock my van up, forget my worries and enjoy myself while I can. Hey, let's have a feel at them presents under the tree like we did when we were kids.
I've been having a go already. I reckon all my gran's presents are chocolates because they're all square boxes and they rattle. No need to feel your presents. They're all bottle-shaped.
Aye, when that there Des Mitchell were busy swindling me, he opened a bottle to show me how good it were. 80% proof, he said.
Wow.
At that point, I didn't know half of it were cold tea. But I did think, with cheap booze, some of it might be a bit below proof. And I noticed that he had a very close look at the label on the bottle he opened. So when he'd gone, I checked the other labels. And I found some were marked and some weren't. Anyway, to cut a long story short, I abstracted a dozen of the marked bottles for my own use and brought them home that night.
And he never noticed?
Probably blamed his fellow thieves. I had intended paying him, but when he said he were keeping 50 quid of mine, I thought, well, it's a reasonable bargain.
Oh, here you are, Mother. I thought I'd find you by the chocolate counter. Did Cheryl find you?
Aye, and she were right bad-tempered. Never a word of thanks for looking after little Nev all day. And he were having such a good time.
Eating chocolate biscuits?
Well, you got to spoil them a bit. And it were past his tea time. We'd been to see Santa in Anley. You'd never believe what a list of things he had ready for Santa to bring him. He won't get them all, though. Not this year, not next.
You're not very optimistic.
I tell you what, Irene, since Elaine Steele got that job at Potter's, she can twist Wilf round her little finger. And if she moves in, I can see I should be moving out of a job. And I thought she were my friend.
You don't think they'd sack you?
How's possible when love strikes you in middle age? He's like a 16-year-old, that Wilf Rushton. You should see him. Anyway, I'm buying everybody a second box of chocolates.
Mother.
I thought while I had the money, I'd spend it. You might all get out next year.
Money's always a problem at Christmas, even when you're in work.
You're never worrying.
Oh, it's this job Dr. Redmond's offered me.
That being a receptionist? But that's good money.
Full-time it is. But this is only part-time, you see. I'll be training as a practice nurse part-time as well. 2 years of it. Oh, it's what I want to do more than anything. But it's a big drop in wages. I don't know whether we can afford it. I don't think it's fair on Ray. I just don't know what to do.
Today's writer was Joyce Holliday. The Cold Cloughs was devised by Tony Perrin and produced independently by Mike Hopp.
The Colcliffs return with another episode on Monday.